Yeah, daf pei hey amid aleph
in the middle of the amid.
Ahi itse dichai vashvue beidine derove.
There was a woman that the bezin of rove was machaye parashvue. Amro lei bas rav chizde. So the daughter of rav chizde, who was the wife of rove, told Rove, Yodana bo, I know this woman, the chashud ashbue. She's chashud on shvue. The shita says that she makes shvue slavatola, shvue shav, the whole day she's swearing. This woman does not appreciate or recognize the chaymer of Shvuah. And so Rava heard this from his wife. Avcha Rava l'Shvuah asher kenegdo. So Rava said that since she's a chshuda al Shvuah, the halacha is a person who's choshed on a Shvuah, he's mechuyev a Shvuah in Bezdin, so we do not let him swear, and we say, Kenegdoi nishba v'noitel. That was one story. Zimnin havi yosvi kamei rav pope v'ravade b'masne. Another time, another story. He was sitting in front of Rove, rav pope v'ravade b'masne. Aise yahu shtore gabei. So a malve comes with a shtar. He wants to be goyve from the loive. Oma loy Rav Pope, so Rav Pope told Rove, Yodane bei di shtore priyehu. I know the shtar was paid up. Oma loy, so Rove asked him, Ike inish achrine bahade dema. You have someone else together with you. Omaleloi. So he told him no. Omalei afagav de ikemar eid echod lav klumhu. Eid echod is nothing. We'll see, there's another girsa, we'll see. Afagav de ikemar lav klumhu. It's told, it is a shaila for Geiris Eid Echod, and that we'll see in Tosfos. So Memele, so Rav Rove told Rav Pope, I hear what you're saying, but since there's no to aid him, I can't accept your aidus. Omale Ravade Bamasne, I don't understand. When there was another maise, there was a shaila, if she's achshuda or not, there's also one to aid him that she was achshuda. Your wife told you that she's achshuda. No. She was achshuda, so already you said that achshuda doesn't swear. And here, Rav Pope tells you that the shtar is a shtar parua, and you ignore it. Rav Pope is worse than Bas Rav Chizde. So he said, yes. Bas Rav Chizde kimli begavo. Bas Rav Chizde, my wife, I know she'll never say a sheker. So memele, so it's kimli begavo. So therefore, I will, the dayan is yesh bekoyach for the dayan. If someone is nemon olov, that he could change the din teira. He believed his wife. Ma'ala kimli begave. I don't know him. That means that Rav Pope is an Elohi Yid and a big Talmud Chochem, but there is a bezundere Yediyah that one gets by being Kesedah close with someone, to be makir that this person will never say a lie. For my wife, I know this from the all the time being together with her, he realized she has this gewaltige Mide. Rav Poppe, I'm not saying anything against Rav Poppe, but I don't know him as well that I could say that Kimli Begave. So if it's not Kimli Begave, so Memele, we can't change the Din Teira, then we have to go to what it says in Shulchan Aruch. In Shulchan Aruch, in Eidecho, does name Namonis. Omar Rav Poppe. So Rav Poppe said, Hashte do Omar Ma Kimli Begave Milsi, but now I hear that Rove is saying a Yesod. That means he would have listened to me also if it would be Kimli Begave. No, by me it's not Kimli Begave, but it's something. It's going Abe Mar Beri, so if I'll be a dying, and my son Abba, the Kimli Begave, so if he'll tell me that it's a Shtar Parua, Keran Ishtora Pume, then I'll take it here the Shtar, it's Kimli Begave. Frag the Gemore, Kerano, Salke Deiter, I mean, Kimli Begave, you won't hear a Shtar, Yen is Murzik in the Shtar. So you need to wait. That's like a tzoras momen. Kimli begave, we won't be mighty momen. Kerana salke daitoch, elamarane shtora apume. No. Differently, if my son would tell me that, that's a shtar perue, marane shtore. See, in Rashi and Tosfos, exactly what this means. Now let us see Rashi. The Ichai Vashvue, there was a mice, a woman, was Mechuye Vashvue, Shehooyo Odom Toivo Momein, Vihikei Feres. Now the Davoini, I don't understand this Rashi. The Rehitis Loshen of Rashi would seem, Shehoya Odom Toivo Moment, someone was Teveya Moment from her, and she was a Kaifer, so what Shvue is there in such a case? A Shvue's Heses. Now, Shvue's Heses, the Gemara says in Bob Metzia, by a Choshe there's no din of Kenek de Nishba Benaito. Because the Gemara says the whole din of Shvuas Heses is a takante, but takante le takante loy avdina. The Shita Mekabetzes brings down from all the Rishainim, and Rashim Madura Kama also, that it's speaking about a Shvuah de Reise. A Shvuah de Reise, so there the din is that if he's choshed, connect the Nishba Venoito. Forget that Rashim Madura Kama says klo. If it's a Shvuas Heses, Rashi brings the Gemara and Bob Metzia. Takantala, takantala, Yavdinas. I really don't understand Pshat in this Rashi at all. Agav Urche, since we're talking about what kind of Shvuah there was, let us see the Tosfos Rid pay on the last line of the Tosfos Rid in the second column. The Gemara said, Rav Poppe said that since it's a din of Kimlei Begave, so if his son would tell him it's a shtar perua, he'd tear it. So the Gemara says, tear it, you need to aid him for this. That's a tzoras moment, you can't do it. Vikashe, so the Tosfos Rid asks, Maishna Meheper Shvue, the Rove, the Apik Momoin Api Bas Rav Chizde, was also the same thing. If she would have sworn, she'd be Potter. Now, Rava did not let her swear, and Rava said that the Isha should swear kenegdai. So Rashi says, loy domye. The hosom, kiven, this is it, kiven the ichaive shvua de eraise. There it's speaking about, he mentioned all the Rishonim say, this is speaking about who was chaive shvua de eraise. Shvue b'mokeim tashlumim oimedes. Ache tishpa v'tifto. That means Rashi l'chayre is saying a meridik alom this that the achroinim say. That is a svore to say that the drore that's mechayiv a shvue di reise b'emerson is he strong enough to be mechayiv momen. The hoichoche that Bezdin is Mechayev HaShvue, is Bemesin Mitzada HaYichoche, that's enough of a biru to be Moitzi Momen. But, the Nitva has a schus, he could patter the Schiev with HaShvue. We swear Svaker, so that's Soysa the HaYichoche. But Pshat is before the Shvue, before he swears, I have HaYichoche, that is Chayev Momen. That's the thing, I think what the Tosafot is saying. Die chayv shvua di reise, shvua b'mokim tashlumim aymedes, ashe tishba b'tiftel. That means, till she swears and patters herself, she's chayv momen. V'kivin shle hoysa yechayla lihishava, mibnei she chashuda b'einem, she can't swear. Lehoya meinicha lishava. Havlei mechuyi shvuyin yachalu shavah mishalim. Pshimhochi yofcho. That means like this. Napshat is that because of his wife, he was mighty momen from her. She's mechuyi momen now, before. No, she had a schush. She could patter herself with a shvuy. If she's a choshen, she can't patter herself. But not his wife is being mighty momen from her. Masha ain't came over here, the Gemara asked, you're gonna listen to a Kimli and you're gonna tear a star? That's Takaitso this moment. Yeah. Look Rashi weiter. Bas Rav Chizde, Ishtoi Shal Rove. Lishvua Ashe Kenegdo. Ateveya oisa yishba v'yitol k'disnan ve'elu nishboim v'noitlim shekinek deichoshed ala shvua. Zimnim pam acheres, there was a similar mice, and there a popper said he knows that it's a shtar porua. So there, over asked him, there's no other aid with you, so... Ravada Bamasne est Vloye Rav Pope Kebas Rav Chizdo Shemanto Lakshe de Se Ishala Shvu. You believed your wife, so why didn't you believe Rav Pope? The Kimli Begava the Loy Meshakra. I know she's not Meshakra. Rav Pope, I don't know good enough to say it's Kimli Begava. So Rav Pope said, when it comes out as a loch of Kimli Begabes, of my son who I know is not Meshaker, if he'll say that it's a shtar perua, Karano, like, so the Gemara says, Karano, sal kedai toch. V'chi echod nemon lohoitzi shtar chosum miyad ha-machzik boy. That means you believe an echod, afuki mamaynu, this is afuki mamaynu. To be mighty mom and Yezichani too. So the Gemara says, no, not Kerano, Mirane. Leyezdake kligvois bois ishtar. No, if it would be Kimli Begaves, so even though there's a shtar, but I hear that someone says it's a peruadik ishtar, so I wouldn't be gaiva with ishtar. Mikra nami loy karanula, it wouldn't tear the shtar either. So the Shita Mekabetzis explains, so what did we accomplish with this? You're not goyve and you don't tear it. So what do you hear from not tearing it if you're not goyve? So the Shita says there'll be a nafke mina if Trisa will help. That means if the malva will be typhus, the money from the loiva, that means Bezna will not pass and the loiva has to pay. The Zarei is understable. Idach kise, if the malva is typhus from the loiva, so then Bezna won't take away from the malva. The malva has a star. He says, Bezna is misalik themselves. We will not pasken in this din teire. It looks like din merume. I mean, we hear that there's something fluky about the star. But either gise, we will not do something positive if the malve is teifis, the moment from the loive. That's one mahalach in the sheet. The second mahalach in the sheet is that Rav said, or a papa said over here, I hear a reyese, so I won't pasken. But I'll leave the star by the malva. L'may nafkemine. The malva will find another bezin who doesn't know the whole story. So I'm leaving the star by him. If there'll be another bezin who doesn't know about the reyese, that bezin can paskin. I can't paskin. I hear a reyese nemna like a betray. I can't paskin. I can't hear it either. So I'm misuluk from this. But if there's another bezin, let them paskin, isn't they? Let us see Taisvis. Marane Lishtore Apume. Now, Rashi learned Pshatan de Gemore, Marane, Loi is Dakek Ligvois, and Mikanami Loi Karane Loi. That means we're at a standstill. We're not Goive with the Shtar, but we don't tear the Shtar. Perish Rabbeinu Hanano says another Pshat. The Perik Shvus Adayonim. The whole marano, the bahashas, lagabi shtar, heinu shetzorich, bala shtar, lishova, koidim sheyigde. That's a marano lelishtar. Like this. A person who is a shtar doesn't have to swear. It's only certain cases he has to swear. We'll see in a minute. But like this, this is a reyes in the shtar, but the bala shtar cannot be goyve without a shvur. Balosh and mashme came, and it's mashme like that, that's pshat maranami, le masik, le mikra karine, le mikra magbine bay, kendrine bay, le nares, hai shtar reye, le magbine bay, le mikra karine, le, usually when the Gemara means that, You're not kerei and you're not goyve. The Gemara speaks it out, and here the justice maran leilish torah here means something else. Vim taima. So now we have a tremendous problem. Lamai hilchese omar Rav Pope de marina le. Rav Pope said that since it's Kimlay and what Abe Marbury, it's Kimlay by Abe Marbury, whatever he says, he doesn't say Sheker. So that's why be Maranda Lelishtora, which means that the Malve will have to swear. Fractaisus Lamai Hilchas Omar Rapope de Marinelay, Ilish Vueke de Birashnu, if we learn like the Rabbeinu Hanano that it means he'll make the malva swear. Afilu loy mehem in kibay trei yischayev shvue habol ifra kedesnab masnisen eid echad meido shehi perua loysifra elo b'shvue. There's enough in the Mishnah that this is a shvue de Rabbonon. If an eid echad says that Ashtar is Perua, is midarabonon, like this minatoira nedechad is only machayim, is nishba v'nifta. Here it's a shvuas hanoitl, madarabon de kishvua, but al kaponim, that's what it says, nedechad says Perua. So the teiveya, the malvem, has to swear. So teise is a moiridike kash and rabbeinu Hananu. So what's Pshat Nagamore? We made a whole Asik over here that since it's Kimle, what needs Kimle? He's an Eidechot is Machayev Ashvu, finished. Bieshloime der Rav Poppe koma, Rav Poppe saying, afilu yehe korev, she'ene baredes. No, he's saying that even if his son would be a korev, he's not a baredes. K'moi bas Rav Chisde shloi hoise baredes. So Memele, so over there when she said that the Isha was a Chshuda, she's not an Eidechot, she's worse than an Eidechot. But there's a Maila of Kimli, that Kimli gives an Emonis, Lugabi certain in Yonim. So that's what Rapope said. If my son would be a Korib, will he be a Korib to the Nitva, to the Teveya, so I'll say Eidechot is possible. But his name on Al Skimle. Udika Omale Namile Rapope Ike Inish Achine Bahade Mal. So now when Rove asked Rapope, is there someone else together with you? So here Rapope wouldn't have been Nemon. Now why wasn't Rapope Nemon Al Saidechad if the whole Meduba speaking about a Shmuel? Tzach loyma, shayi rapope kroivoi shal balashtar, oi shal anitva, loch ilak alahem nei afilu lishvua. That rapope was also a korev in this din teire. So there are a few haoris on this teisvis, but al kaponim, let's just chavza over. So teisvis says, merane lishtore means, that will be mechayev the balashtar shvuah. And there's a problem, so why do you need this whole union of kimle neidechot is mechayev shvuah? So Taisu says it's speaking about that the neidechot was a korev. You don't have an neidechot about as kimle he can accomplish what a neidechot can accomplish. So first of all, let us see the Loshon HaGemara. Omalei Rapope told Rove, Yedane bei de shtore priu. I know it's a shtar parua. Omalei ike ini shachini bahadi dema, there's someone else together with you. So this the Rishonim ask, so it is together with you. It's not together. Is there someone, you're a korev. But is there someone else, not together with you? That's kasha number one. Omalei loy. Omalei. Now what goes further? Afal gavdi kemar, eidechot lav klum. Shem yishemayim. Eidechot lav klum. We just said an eidechot would be good. He's not an eidechot. So that's why the Rishash says that Taisus was not geirus the word eidechot. Afal gavdi kemar, lav klumu. It's nothing. Fine. Okay, that's, as we hear, we can't be good as Eidechad according to Taisus. Fine. There's another Meiridike Ha'ore that the Rishash makes, and this is from a Taisus and Malkus, would seem like this. We have a klal that we're makish shloisha lishnayim by edus mashnayim nimtza echad meim korov a posel edusa betaylam av shloisha nimtza echad meim korov a posel edusa betaylam. Now there's a psahekish by mominis and psahekish by edimisim. Now if we say, so let's clear 1 minute a shayla by edimomen. If you have two Eidim, and one is a Korev, is there a Chiyuv Shvue? Yes or no? Now, this one Eid is Apostle, one Eid is a Kosher. Now, if you'll tell me for 1 minute that there is a Chiyuv Shvue, so I'll be Makish Loisha Lishnayim. So just like by Shnayim, if there's one Apostle, but the other one can do what he's capable of doing, so by Shloisha, if there's one puzzle, so the other two are capable of doing what they're doing. So you lost your whole hekish. So therefore, Bachreinim Amavayah, that he's posel the shvua also. And he never kept that. That's pshat. That if nimtze echad meyam korav a posel, that he can't be mechayev a shvua either. He can't be mechayev a shvua. Fine. So now we have the Rishash ask this kashem. Rove asked them, Ika achine bahademar. That means, was there someone else that saw the peroin beside you? That means, when it was pora, did someone else see the peroin? The peroin was 1 minute. So there was a tziruf b'shas riyah. Rav Pope was a korah. Fine. But it would seem the other person would help. So how could the other person help? The other one also can be mechayev shvua, according to Taisvis, the whole meduba of here is legabi shvua, so the achina also can be mechayev shvua. So from this Taisvis, it would seem that you could be mechayev shvua. I mean, it's a meridika ha'ore. Zog the Gemara weiter, ahi itse, the chai v'shvue beidine deravivi barabai. There was a woman that they were machai v'shvue. Omer lohu ahu baldin. So the baldin said to the bezdin, teisi v'tishtabe b'moson. And the Taisa Rosh says pshat that it seems the machlokes reshenim in this, but let's say one pshat that it seems he and this woman, they both lived in the same city. This bezin of Rabivi Barabaya was not the bezin of their city. So he said, good, she's chayvashvu, we're both going back to the city, I'm not schlepping her someplace, so let her swear in the city. What's the maila? Efshe the michsefe omoidye. That means over here, I mean, it's strange. She swears. In the city, she'll feel more uncomfortable to swear false. So maila. So let her swear in the city. Fine. So the shvua will be in the city. Amra lahu. No, she's masking to this. Fine. But I want to have a request. Kisvu li zachvoso. I want you to write a shtar. Dechi mishtabana yovili. Let's see what Rashi says. Zot Rashi. Kisvu li zachvoso. Shabosi ledin. V'niftarti heimenu bishvuosi. Yeah. That means like this. The Shita Mekabetzes learns that she told like this. Give the shtar to the Teveya. The Teitzach, don't give it to me. Give the shtar to Teveya. In the shtar it should say the way Rashi says, that this and this woman was born ledin, niftarti, shabosi ledin, niftarti menu bishvuasi. That I came ledin, and I became potter, niftarti menu bishvuasi. And give it to the Teveya. But when I'll come and swear in that city, I want the shtar to be there. I swear, he gives it to me. So I know I'm finished. Yeah, we have a menschlich abezden. That was your psak. I have to swear. I'm asking him to swear. I'll swear in that bed. I'm not going to go into new mices or schlep me nachamol to bez. I want to have this shtar. You should write this shtar. Give it to him. And I'll swear wherever he wants. But I'll kapon him. I'll be guaranteed that after I swear, I'll have this psak that you chasmid and you wrote that I swore and I'm potter. So now I'm finished already. He won't drain me a cup. This whole entire was a dry cup from him, but fine. But I'll do it. So, but let's get this a lady. No. Amalu Ravivi Barbai Kisvalos. He told the Besen, kept it say it's a legitimate request. So write this and we'll give it over to the Teveya. Amar Rav Papai, so Rav Papai was very critical on this psak of Ravivi. Mishum do sisu mimuloi amrisu mili mulyoso. See in Rashi exactly what this means. Ho Omar Rove, Hai Ashrisa de Daine. Rove had said, an Ashrisa de Daine means a kiyum that Bezdin writes on a star that it's a star mekuyim, they were mekayim de star. The michteve that was written, Mikame the Nechavu Sadi Achsimis Yodayu, before the Edom were made on the Achsimis Yodayu, Psula, it's Apostle Ashrase. What's the problem? They have 5 minutes time now. They know the Edom are going to come 10 o'clock to them. They have 5 minutes before 10, so the Bezin writes the Ashrase, the Moses Klos Avinu, but also come on these Edom, we'll chasma on it, we're holding it. And then when the Edom come, we'll give it to them. So, nothing wrong. Afal Pikein, Rove said, it's Apostle Ashur, says, Merzik Ishike. Did the Edom, you're not, Bezin is not allowed to write such a thing, I beg your pardon. This is Sheker. The Edom didn't come. You're not allowed to write such a document. This is Merzik Ishike. When the Edom will come, then you start writing. You don't have time later, that's a problem, I can't help you. But you cannot write a document, write in Chasma a document that's Sheker. This is a Sheker Dike. Even though you'll give it out later, but the Etzem document is Merzik Shikr. And it's Apostle. It's Apostle Azach. So the Gemara says, Velase. I mean, Agavucha, this is, Tok Teglech, when they write a ksube, so they leave over in the Shtar Ksube the Konina Mine. It says in the Shtar Ksube that they were kind of from the Chosn, so that is left over. And then the one who's writing the ksube, the Edom Amekabel Kinyan from the Chosn, and then they write in the Konina Mine. That's what is the proper thing to do. Aber al koponim, Rav Papai said, it's apostle a document if it was written before it occurred. You can't write such things. So the Gemara says, there's no such thing. Midrav Nachman. We don't pass can later of it. The Omar Rav Nachman, Oima Hoye Rameya, Afilu Metzoi Ba'ashpe, V'chosmoi V'nosnu Lo Kosha. Rameya says, Amir de Kechidish, that they found, someone found a get that was written in the same name of the Baal, the same name of the Isha. Someone threw it away. He has the same name, Mamish HaMetziyah. So he goes and he uses this get. His get was written for someone else and he can use it. So it wasn't written lishma. Rameya holds chsima lishma. Eider chsima kalsi. Avo b'shar shtoris moidelei. Avo by other shtoris, even though it was written for a different purpose, and it can be used for this also, doesn't it? The Omar Ravasim Rabbi Yochanan Shtar Shalova Boy Uporoi, a Shtar that was, he borrowed money with this Shtar, Uporoi, and he paid back the Chayiv the same day. We have a Shtar with Hazman, the Resh Chodesh Nissen. So they wrote the Shtar Resh Chodesh Nissen, and the Leiva borrowed the money Resh Chodesh Nissen. Upore, he paid up Resh Chodesh Nissen. Now he comes, now the Loiva comes and says he wants to borrow again. We have the same shtar.
We have the shtadl was written. It's not a mugdam, the same day, the same amount of money. Ein echoyze veloy vaboy, shekva nimchal shibudoy. A different chesolon. It's nimchal shibudoy, so there's a psul in the shtadl. Time of the nimchal shibudoy, abo lemerze kishikre, loy chayshine. So memele, so the Gemara says, velesa lederav papai. It's a papai said that we paskan like Rove, and Rove said that Merze Kishikre is a psul and the shtar. It's not like that. Let us see Rashi. Zot Rashi. Memuloi. A papai said, Beis Eile. You come from Memuloi, Beis Eile. Shehen Kirusa Yomim. So the first Loshen is the Loshen of Krisis. They died young. V'lin Nire, Narashi says, Mumuloi, Gavnunim Bale Mumin. Rashi seems to be saying, Gavnunim Bale Mumin, this is like a hunchback. She'enom chayim kishar b'nei odom. This is very unclear. Loshen shokel mulye v'shodi b'natze. There it says he took a hump, a mound of earth, and he threw it in a hole. So mulye is a loshen of a hump, of a hunch, of a... So memele, kaponim, that's what he told him. You come from a place of Balei Mumin. In the Chaim Kishab and the Odom is a very difficult thing to understand. Look upon it. Ashrus Aloshen Choyzik Ma Yeyashe Keichacho. Ashrus Odeshtori. Ki Yomashta Shekoyz from Dayonim B'moysev Telosa Avino V'oso Ploini Uploini V'asidu Achsimes Yedayu V'ashanu V'kemuna. We were Mekayim d'shtar. So Rav said, you are not allowed to write such an asrish, sir. Ad nechvi sheyidu zek sav yodi, till the Eidom will be meyit. Ochinami merzik yeshikr, lichtoiv nishbo ploinis. You're writing a document, she swore, and she was kepater, padayin le nishbo. So the Gemara says, v'lesa, Mider Rav Nachman, that Rav Nachman said, Yedon the Gemara brings a raya from Rameyer, and then we had Oporei Boy Bayoim, Einechoyze Velova Boy, Afilu Boy Bayoim, Vavogad La Mugdamu, Shrei Bayoim Alvo Nichtav. Shekvar nimchal shibudoi mishaporoi botolashtar. V'nimtseis milva hashniye milva alpe. V'enigoy v'mina lekuchis. So that is why you cannot use a shtar shenimchal shibudoi. Now I'd like to say something that, what is pshat nimchal shibudoi? The shtar is nimchal shibudoi, and you're not goyve min alakuches. Now, before, I would like to say pshat nimchal shibudoi, I don't know, I wasn't mevare this too much. In simen memches, which speaks about a shtar shenimchal shibudoi, there's a big machloikis, there's a lavush, and a sma, and a shach, and a taz. If you come on from B'nai Chayrim, with a shtar shenimchal shibudoi. So lo'ir abosi, I have a Rashi in Ksubis. Rashi seems to be saying, ain't he goyve min alakuchis, Rashi says. But lo'ir, you could be goyve from the B'nai Chayrim. Number one. Ha'ora number two, what is this inyan of nimchal shibudoi?
So Dachsach Medes can be explained in two Eifanim. There's a very interesting machloikis, so to say, between the Zateisvis and Gitten Daf Chofamet Beis, and the Nesivis and Simen Samach Vov Sivkot and Chof Gimel. Taisvis says as follows. What is Pshat? A milva b'shtar you gave him from Lekuches, a milva alpeh you not gave him from Lekuches. So Taisvis says, Bemisin Shibuda de Reise. So the milva mitzad atzmoy creates a shibut. Well, Chazal made a takone for the Lekuches, that you don't, by milva alpeh you're not going from the Lekuches, because they're unaware of the halva. They'll purchase a kalk, and later they find out that it's meshubit. They won't know. Therefore, only a milva bishtar that is a keil. Milva bishtar is a keil, so mamele, then, so, when there's a keil, what makes the shibut? Not the shtar makes the shibut, halva makes the shibut. But al kaponim, the shtar makes the keil. So, that's why, a milva b'shtar, you gave him a lekuches. So, lechayre, according to Taisvis, dachsme pshat is as follows. There was a halvo in the morning, reshchedish nisni, borrowed $100. There was a keil, he borrowed $100, fine. And the lekuches heard about it, there was a keil, 1 o'clock in the 10 o'clock in the morning, he borrowed $100, finished. That chayv was paid up. It's finished. It's not negay anymore. Now there's a new halvo. Now on this new halvo, there's no koil on this halvo. Why don't you use the same shtar? But by using the same shtar, we don't have the same koil. This is a new halvo. This is halvo without a koil. So therefore, you can't month from the kuch. I think that's about of nimchal shi budai. Maybe the Loshen is not, maybe not too clear, but that's Pshat. The Nesivis and Simen Samach Vov, Sivkot Mechav Gimel, he wants to say, not like Taisvis, he wants to say as follows. He wants to say that is 100% true, Shibuda De'araisa. But Chazal said that you can't mum from Lekucha, so they were Mafkiya the Shibut. So now there's no Shibut anymore. They said there's no shibud. Because of Takanta de Lekuches, there's no shibud. They said that the shtar makes the shibud. It's a shtar kinyan. So every shtar halvo, that would yamon from the Lekuches, not only because there's a keil and the halvo makes the shibud. No. Chazal said, a milva alper, there's no shibud. They were mafkiya the shibud. Because of the, there's no keil. And they said the only way there'll be a shibud, the shtar will make the shibud. It's a shtar kinyan. So, according to the Nesivis, it's also very good. So the shtar made a shibud on the 10 o'clock halvo, finished. The 10 o'clock halvo was paid up. Now there's a new halvo. 1 o'clock, they made a new halvo. And that is no shtar. There's no shtar kinyan on the new halvo. That's the taich of nimchal shibud. Kishikre shloim nichtav al milveze. It wasn't written for this halvo, but without the chesoron of nimchal shibude, it seems there's no problem. Loi cheshinen im loi shiyesh bedovo bitlu shtar gomo. Like over here by nimchal shibude. Let us see Taisvis. Alme merzi kishikre. Bohosom nami merzi kishikre. Shekosvu lo ploinis nishbo. Viniftero mi ploini. And she swore, that's what they wrote. She swore, viniftero mi ploini. V'nosnuo b'yad shli sheyiten lo la'acha shvua. The Shita says, Rashi, it seems Madura Kama did not say, Rashi said they gave it to the Teveya. Taisa says they gave it to a Sholish. So, the Sheet Mekabetzis wants to say there's a Machlekes Rashi in Taisus. What happened over here? He wants to say as follows. Rashi had learned that he was Machayev Rashua. That means Yenel Chathila came to Bezin to be Machayev Rashua. And Bezin was Machayev Rashua. So that's the whole Shaila. So now the Shaila is, did she swear? Didn't she swear? So Bezin gave the Teveya this Shtar, and you'll give it. I mean, you're fighting for Mashvua. That was the old entire. You're fighting for Mashvua, so if she swears, give her this paper. That she swore and she's Potter. He wants to say Taisus Lam Shad was a different story over here. It was a story. He came to Bezin. He wanted the money from her. Wanted one money from her. Rabivi Paskin, she doesn't owe you money. She only owes you a shvua. So Mameo Sadashita says like this. If he'll give him the shtar, so he won't, he'll forget about it. So he'll take it to another Bezin. And he's going to go back to his old tvi of money. I mean, he wants money. He doesn't want a shvur. So Mameo Dasi gave it to a sholish. That's the Dik of Loshen. Shekosla Plainis Nishbo V'niftara Mi Plaini. With a shvur she's potter. That was their psak. We paskin that with a shvur she'll be potter. Not the way he's tiny. She owes him money. V'nasnu bi'at sholshitan lo lach a shvur. Let them write something else. Let them write that if she'll swear, she'll be potter. Why do you have to write such a batlona shaloshin? If she swears, who says she's gonna swear? So she's not finished yet. They have a paper. If she swears, she's potter. So. But now she still can't prove that she swore. He's gonna say, you didn't swear, take it another Bezin of a Dreyer a cup. So therefore, that was her request. Write a document that, if I'll swear, I know I'm potter ready. He won't pay me a cup anymore. That's, he didn't want to write such a document. Agavucha, just for 2 minutes, let us see Taisus Daf Chof Aleph Amud Beis. When we learn our Gemara, it comes out that Rav Papa brought down Rove's memory, that Rove had said, "Hay Ashrisim," that was written Eistis before the Edom were made. It's Apostle Ashrisim. Velese l'der Rav Papa. So, in other words, we don't paskin like Rove. I mean, Rove says it's Apostle Ashrisim. We don't paskin. Now let us just see, just let's be medalg a little bit, just to see there are three shitas in Taisvis of Chafala from the base. Let us just see the Dibra Maskel of Taisvis. So Omar Rav Papi, Hai Ashrese, Teime the Porich mit the Rav Papi, that the Rav Papi said the Rav's member, Perika Kaisav Masik the Lessel of the Rav Papi mit Rav Nachman. Here also he asking from Rav Papi, we don't paskel like it. Period. Now let's jump down. Vatiritz Rabbeinu Tam. The Derech Hashas Lakshas Velumidov the Lehavi Hilchasahi. I'm all could ever sue you. We ask from a man the Yom, even though we don't paskel like that. Fine. Now let's jump down later. So that's one mahalach. We talk, we don't paskin like Rapapi, we don't paskin like Rav. V'yesh meforshim, v'lesed dekoma b'hakosev, v'peira kol aget, v'leiboy lemeim v'delesel d'Rapapi. No, Rapapi said over from Rav, it's Apostle Ashrisa. 100%, it's Apostle Ashrisa. Ela d'leset l'kushye, Shein ledamis ashrese shu maise bezn le shar shtoris. De maise bezn le kulam machashin le merze ke shikre.
No, Rav Papi's understand right in Rav's memory. Rav said it's Apostle Ashrase. A Maise Bezdin that was Merzike Shikrim. Maise Bezdin that is Merzike Shikrim. It's tak Apostle Maise Bezdin. But if it's not a Maise Bezdin, so then there's no psu. So let us look on the side in the Tosfos Yeshanim. Vahida koisev lechoshev maise bezin. That what Abaya wrote, that she swore and she became nifta, the beidim sagish idusha nishba. That means, this nusach that Abaya, Rabbi Abaya gave to her, this nusach, you don't need bezin to write such a thing. That means you just need to write that she swore and then she got kepata. That's all you need. So that's the kasha of Lesla the Rav Papi, that he was medame amaise bezdin to the case of what Ravibi wanted to write. That's a second bahalach. The ri medinapir tiritz lechatchil vadei chayshinin lemerzike shikre. So we don't do it. Avol b'diyeved loy chayshinam, v'hod de komar de lesa l'drav papi, haynu diyeved. What's a diyeved? Da hi itse, da koysev, kibin shoy sotzicha l'achzer l'bezden, ki diyeved domi. She'd have to go back to the bezden to, after she swore, so memeila, that's already a diyeved, so that's why b'les. But l'chatchila, we are chayish merzik yishikri. Zok the Gemara vayta. Ahu gavre da'avkid sheiv marginise de tzairi besadine be'rebi miyashe. There was a person who gave up a kodin. There were 7 margolias. 7 pearls that were mekusher on a sadin, and he gave it a pekodin by Rabbi Miyashe, Barbareid Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi. Shochiv Rabbi Miyashe had a sudden death. Lay pocket, he never told the children he has a pekodin, and he never told them about the whole story. And he died suddenly. Now, also lekami de rabami. Now this gavre came together with the yorshim to rabami. The yorshim saw the sudden with the sheva margolias. Baruch Hashem, we never knew that our father was so rich. Yehenna says, I got news for you. It's a pekodin. It's mine. So what do we do over here? Omalei, so Rabami said as follows. Chode di yedane be Rabbi Yashi, barbareid Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, the loy omet. He wasn't a wealthy person. He never invested in pearls. He never do such a thing. So that's a psashtikol raya that, taka pekon. Vo'oid okayoiv simnech. I mean, this person out of the clear blue sky, he comes and says that, Rav Miyashe has 7 pearls that are tzorer and asadin. I mean, that's something, so. How did he know? V'loy amoron, but this, that would be rely on the simen, elod leirogul da'ayl v'nofik lohosom. That means he wasn't a steady visitor of Rav Miyashe. So memele, no one ever knew him. Avorogel d'ayel v'novik losam eim inishachina afkid v'yemerze choze. That means could be so then is b'chlau no raya that he's the mafkid. Could be someone else was the mafkid. Now how does he know about this? Well, he always used to visit Rav Miyashe, so he saw that. He saw what was there. So memela, so that's how he knew. So then it's then he's not nemon. Maisa number 1. Maisa number 2. Ahu gavre da afkit kasa de kaspa bechasa.
a person gave a silver kois by chase, shochiv chase, v'loy pocket chase, the Gemara says in Yevamos Nebuch drowned. Loy pocket, he never told his family that about this kois, also l'kami d'Rav Nachman. Amalohu, so he said, Yidane Bebe Chased Loyomit, Boy Tokayoiv Simna, Silver Kais. Loyamor and Eladre Rogel Dial Venofik Lahosam, he wasn't Rogel to come in and out. Aval Rogel Dial Venofik Lahosam, Emrinish Achinen Avkid, Viumer Zechose. Ahuda Avkid Metachse Be Ravdimi, Ahu de Rav Safre. Someone gave a pekodin, some silk material. Shochiv Ravdimi v'loy pokid aslakami d'Rabbi Abba omalu chodet yidine be'be Ravdimi d'loy omet. He didn't have such things. V'loy doko yoiv simne v'loy mona loy rogul d'ayl v'nofik lohosam. Avo rogul d'ayl v'nofik lohosam eimi nishachini afkid v'yumer zechosi. Let us see Rashi. So Rashi says, Shev Marganise de Tzairi Besadine. Shev Margolius Tzurais Besadin Echot, Hivkid Biyad Ramiyash. Beloy Pokid, Loy Tziva. La Anshe Beisoy. He didn't tell them. Shechat Fosse Mis, and Ebachir and Misechatufe, he died suddenly. Also, lakami derabami litvoyes ayoshim, bayoshim aimrim, shamer shalavino hoy. They don't know from anything. Tleyomid ein ayosha. Simne doma besadin heim tsuris veim sheva. Shochib chase v'lei pokit. Chetoba bino, he drowned Nebuch, kedoma b'yavomis v'ek basche. Mitachse levush meshi tzindel balaz. Zaktaisvis. Chode di yodane bei berab miyashir de loy amet. We know that he wasn't well to do. Zaktaisvis. Afal gab di lo haver amiyashir kaim. Vave toin shalihu. But if amiyashir would be alive, and he would taine that it's mine. I we know. Hoye mehemen. It'd be nemo. Afal gav the loy omit, even though Takami know he wasn't an omit. It's not an impossibility. He could be loy omit. He could still have these pearls. So memele, so since, so Tais is asking, since Rav Miyashe would be nemon if he tainted its mind, so there's a din taininon. So why don't we tain it for the Yisayimim, Loy Omid? But Loy Omid is not a biru, gomo, that it's not his. So Tais says, Mikol Mokim Loy Tanina Liyasmi, De Milse De Loy Shrichei. It's a Milse. That's very good. I mean, it's possible. Everything is possible. Aba Al Koponim, it's not probable that it occurred. Ki Heichid Loy Tanina Lunen, So B'Seifa Perik HaMeiches Abayis. The Gemara says, by Yisayimim, you don't tain an ensu. That means even though the Nifkat can tain an ensu, but it's not in tainin of nensu because it's a milsa de lo shchich. Va'oid ha'koyoyv simne. So, the Gemara said, tu cheshboines, why we should give it to the mafkid. Number one, it's loyomit. Va'oid and afilu, so va'oid, okay, you have simna. V'ein laforish, va'oid afilu omit. Afilu would be omit, but he gave a simit. The omit, if he's omit, ma'moyel asimit. Dil mezovna minei, what's half there asimit? If he's a wealthy person, And so what, you have a simon that, you had 7 margolias, fine, he bought it from you. Aval gav dai simen de tsayre besadine en regilas leidem loy shekif kedetz loy. So Taisu says, could be over, this is not a kasha. That means tsayre besadine, this is a simen of a mafkid. That means if a person buys it, he doesn't, the pearls he keep in a box, not besadine. I mean, so this would be a rayataka that it's a pekodin. Aber mikol mokim, bekasa de kaspe, umitachsa de besomach leke simen ala begufam. Vohu lehave simen shehivki, dikulameime de zovni minei. So Memelis Otaisvi says, here, no, could be this is a simen hivki that was soro besadinoi, but over there, there's no rabachlal that hufkat. The whole raya, the only raya is that it was once his. I mean, yeah, that's so sure it was his. You sold it to him. And he's an omid, so he bought it. So what's the raya? Aliyesh leforish tahanach trei taimin ein me'ilim ze beloy ze. The be'inon the loy omid, Vesimin. So al koponim, we need two things in order to prove that it's the mafkid. Number one, loyomid. And number two, but that alone is not enough, loyomid. And number two, and I have a simin also. Not va'oid afilu, he would be omid. If he would be omid, so then a simon wouldn't help. No, baloy omid alone is also not sufficient, so we need a tziruf of loy omid together with simon. Bim taima. Besayf pe, so al kaponim, Taisvis just told us, what void can mean. Void does not mean that dal the first one, but there's another cheshbin. Void can mean plus. That means we have this plus this. So mamela, that's how we come to the conclusion that we return it to the mafkid. Vim taima. So Taisva says, if that's the case, so we have a big problem. Seif per kamadalel. Gabi Orus Varusosa. Because a Maise, and Orus in the Arusa came, she was Muberes. The Arusa was Muberes. And now the Shaila is from who? So the Orus said Mine, he was Boilham. And the Arusa said also Mine. So the two Bali Dvorim are saying Mine. We shall believe them, but Al Kaponim, the two Bali Dvorim are saying that it's Mine, so it's not a Mamza. So the Gemara says as follows. Chode, the Kamoid, number one, he says it's Mine. That's one factor that the blood should be kosher. For Oid, Ha'omar, Rabbi Yehuda, Mashmul, Aloche, Kam Gamliel. We pass called Gamliel. That if Aisha says Lakosha Nivalti, she's Nemot. So the Gemara says two factors on the Kashchas Havlat. So the Gemara asks, Omalei Abaye Uboho, Ki Loi Moide, if he's not Moide, Mi Marsha Ram Gamliel. Is Ram Gamliel Marsha, if he wouldn't be Moide, if he's Mavoid? Void means, that means I feel like he's not Moide. But we have Rabbi Gamliel. So Abaye asks, the Gemara asks, Rabbi Gamliel needs Rav Ksheira Metzlo. And here there's Rav Psula Metzlo. So you don't have Rabbi Gamliel. We'll see in a minute. That, because on Arusa there's Rav Psula Metzlo. There's only one person who can be boiled and the child will be kosher. But Al Koponim, Abaye asks, Ki, if he wouldn't be moide, mi marsha Ram Gamliel, is Ram Gamliel marsha. Fektoises umay kashle, what's a bias kash fakelt? We just said vo'oid could mean that this cheshbin plus this cheshbin. Not if he wouldn't be more, if he wouldn't be more the first eight, so we can't rely on Ram Gamliel. Ram Gamliel's dachke by Reiv Ksheira Metzler, his Reiv Psula Metzler, but I'll call upon him. Void means he's Moide, and plus you have Ram Gamliel also, so both together. For my kashle, do my Rav Yosef Shnei time in Matzach, kida ashkhanocha, that's what we're saying, that's Pshanagamore. Yeshloim the Hosimos Yishap. The time of the Moide loy mahani lechude. If Moide alone doesn't help, you need a tziruf. Who time and amid the locha kamliel and mahani lemidi. Ram Gamliel is not a factor at all. The lemash Ram Gamliel abareib ksheirim etzlo. That means you cannot bring Ram Gamliel into the shaila. Ram Gamliel said she's nemo together with a tziruf of roif. Here there's no roif. So finished. So you can't say there's no va'oid, there's no Ram Gamliel over here. Ram Gamliel only said by Reb Ksheira Metzler, here there's Reb Psula Metzler. That's the Gemara's kasha. So the minute you say va'oid, whatever you're saying is no good. You're saying dal, so zicha no good. You're saying plus, so it's also no good. Because if you're saying that his haidah is not sufficient, so but there's no Ram Gamliel over here. Ram Gamliel only spoke by Reb Ksheira Metzler. Here's Reb Psula Metzler. Reb Machshem Gumel, Reb Ksheira Metzler, Reb Psula Metzler. V'leke lecha tamed de moide. Bilvad, there's only one tam that he's moide. V'ochi koma, u'boho, ki loy moide, perish, itaymed de moide lechude loy mahani, if you're going that moide alone doesn't help. So you can't use Ram Gamliel. Ram Gamliel is not a factor of kashrus over here, because Ram Gamliel only works with Reiv Ksheirim, not with Reiv Psulim. V'odam v'nibisha shaholcha hu da'av kitshum shimi gabi chavrei. Someone gave a pekodin of shum shimi. Omale habli shum shemoy. He comes to the nifka, he says, give me the shum shimi. Omalei shekotino, you took them already. Omalei vakach vakach havid, it was this and this amount, ubachavite ramin, they were nachavis, and they're still here. Come, let's go to the basement, I'll show you where they are. Omalei shekotino, yours you took. Vahani achinininu. Umash mohosom dihavi yoiv simonim of hokim, Havi Mehemon, then he would be believed. Lemen and Idach b'migu de lekuchim ein biyodi. Tractachtoises lechayre. Why doesn't the nifkat have a migu? That means that was the arkash. Toises started off and asked you to ask, why does Simonim help? Sure, he has some money. The mafkid has some money. He was a moich, not a mafkid. He was a moich, and he sold it. He knows all the simonim. So what's the proof of the simonim? That was Taisvis Kashi. So Taisvis said that was the maila of Loyomid. Fakat Loyomid took care of that you're not chayish lakachtiv, because he couldn't afford to purchase such things. Over there, we're not talking about Loyomid. And from there, it would seem if he'll give a good simin, he could take be mighty from the Nifkat. So why isn't the Nifkat Nemon with Amigo of Lekachtiv? Pechein bepeik is el neshech, hani zuzi diyasmi, heichi of dinelohu. Now, Bezen wanted to invest Zuzi Diyasmi, by a person who does business with money, and there'll be a profit. He'll have a profit.
will be, Al Kaponim will be doing something from the Yisayimim. But Chazal wanted to make sure they're taking Yisayimim's money, wanted to make sure that this person, if something happens with it, will be achoy from it, and he's able to pay up. Chazinin inish dishle dava priche. So we first have to find the person who has dava priche, pieces of gold. So maybe this is a wealthy person, and that's the mevulig mother that doesn't take the dava priche for security on the money. Avol kelim loy. But if we just come into this house and we see this person is choshev kelim, so we won't give him the money. For all practical purposes, it could be this is not his money. This is a pikodin. For osi inish malme and v'yoy v'osim v'shakalu. So we have no guarantee if we'll take, if this person has beautiful kelim in his house, and we're going to take the kelim for security, you know what's going to happen? Someone's going to come to us and say, you know, this is my pekodin, I couldn't give me back the kelim. So, dava priche, only if there's dava priche, then we let him use the money of the assignment. Bekitzer, we have over here two gemoris. And it seems that if a mafkid comes with a simen that he gave it to him, so memele he takes it. So the shaila is, why is there no din taninim of lakachti? The whole teretz before was leomid. But we don't have these stories over here. So Taisus answers, Hosa Mayrik Shesh Eidim Shehivkid Etzla. Taisus says over there, speaking about, that we know Klo, that he gave him a Pekodin. That we know Klo. Shail is in the first case of Shum Shemi, did he give back the Pekodin? Is this the Pekodin? We know he gave him a Pekodin. So then, he's not nemon to tain lekuchu biyodi, because if he got something else, because all the time, tainis lekachti is nemon, because of the tvisa mechachas. What am I doing with this in my reshus? But if he got it lechatchil also pekodin, so you have no raya whatsoever that you bought it. It's by you, shkayach. You got a pekodin. So memela, so Taisus makes an akimte. It is speaking about that, we know Chloe got a potatoes pekodin. So memela, he's not named with the tiny liqueurs. Avodava priche. So if we know that he got a pekodin from Yenna, ein by simin, we don't have to be chayish that this is a pekodin. This was a pekodin. Because there's no simon volekele meichesh and meyakir betvi yisayin the holo ishriach. This we don't have to be afraid that it seems that that he'll have edim, that he was mafkid this tava priche by him. So it seems, for some reason, by Dava Priche, there's no Shash Pekodin. The Rajba Nira Leila Forish, Chode Deloy Omid, Velekele Meichesh Dilma De Rab Meyashanino. Ace is number one. Loy Omid alone is sufficient. That I don't have to assume that's Rabbi Yashias. Finished. And that alone is enough. For oid, ledil medine shechin havi namilak lameichesh takayoyev simne. So the Rajba seems to say that there's two shailas over here. There's one shaila, is it Rabbi Yashias? That's one shaila. So that layoma finished. It's not Rabbi Yashis. He didn't purchase such things. It's not Rabbi Yashis. It's not for his, according to Rabbi Yashis' financial means, he didn't have pearls and he didn't have silver kaisis. It's not theirs. That va'oid is another shaila. Fine. It's not theirs. But who says you're the mafkid? Who says you are the mafkid? Void. Lidil medina shachina habe. Maybe someone else was the mafkid. It's also like lamechesh because you're giving a simen. Now, there's a marshoy here that wants to explain the difference between the Rashba and the Ri. What is the difference? The marshoy says, now let's start in the middle. Let's go back to the beginning. He goes on our Taishas. He says, "Let's a perish a Rashba b'seif adibo mitam de lo yomid lachu de vaday de lo inaimrim de zovna." That means if he's lo yomid, so I know it's not his, and he didn't buy it, and it's not Rav Miyashis. Maybe it belongs to someone else. So that's why we have this, that's the void. And Yenishayla, he's giving a simen. Now, what's according to the first pshat? The Hanach, let's go back to the beginning. The Hanach, three time, Milim Zebeloi said, the Beinon, need both of them. Atkan Lashayna. If he wouldn't have given a simen, inami the loy omid, a fellow he wouldn't be omid, hayino imrim dezavno, which is very difficult to understand. He says, loy omid alone, I would still say zavno. Aber kiven de zay me simen de gamzele yomed on the toilim boy the loy name of de zovno. That means both together, then I say it, it's loy omed alone, I would still be chayish for zovno. But both together, so now I see Klo, it was his, that's for sure, it was his. So then, now I don't clear up Zom. It's very unclear what the Marsha is saying. But let us just see the next Taisvis, Kayoiv Simne, Vesh Pekuntas, the Tzair Besedine, Beshivar, Vesheshoch Lohab Simen Ki Haigar.